how did you handle other athletes that were better than you? Was that a motivator? Was that tough to be in that environment? Because I remember at the first time when I came and saw that everybody was better than me, I was like, wow, how can I even compete in this room here? And then, of course, it for me was a driver. Oh, I want to be better. I want to beat these people. How did you handle that?
In a very similar way. And for me, it was interesting because I started racing and then became quite good fairly fast. So at that time, I was a junior athlete. And juniors are between 16 and 19 years old. And after, like, when you turn 20, you become age grouper. Yeah. So meaning you start the age groups between 20 and 24, 25 and 29. And because I was winning all my races as a junior, I became kind of cocky and I felt like, oh, I'm not going to be an age grouper. Like, I'm going to become a professional. So in a way, I became a pro way too early. Because then all of a sudden, after like winning many races for a while in my category, I was kind of getting my ass kicked when I became a pro. And I was like a last one of the races. And that was like a really, really hard. You're used to being on the front and like you're so confident. And all of a sudden, everyone is better than you. And it was very difficult to handle that. You just have to go back and train harder and like start training those guys that are beating you and use that as a motivation to try to become better every day. But I think it's something that a lot of athletes face, and we all know like some amazing athletes, they are top of their game, and then once they get beaten, like it's very difficult to come back. So I don't think I was ever like the most phenomenal athlete there. So I had my wins and my losses. So in a way, after a while, I managed to cope and learn that that's how life is. You gotta always like people gonna beat you down. You gotta get up. Yeah. So yeah.